Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Life Transforming Advice Share number 40. A person that has high ideals may be prone to negative feelings about themselves. There's a strong tendency for an evil person, a not good person, to consider themselves good, and for truly good people to consider themselves bad. This happens a lot. And the rationale behind this is very simple. Their criteria of what good is and what bad is different is totally different. An evil person considers himself good if he does not blind someone or rob someone of all of his money. And a good person desires to help others when he's unable to do as much as he idealistically wishes. So he considers himself as bad. You have also people that, like the terrorists, they are bad people, but they think they're doing good in their minds. And that's another problem. But most of the time, it's because they say, unless I murdered somebody, I'm not doing something bad if I just rob him a little bit. And good people have a high standard of themselves, so therefore they're more critical of themselves. Very often, people that have low self-images very frequently are very good people by objective standards. But because they have high aspirations and feel frustrated that they're not able to reach their lofty goals and they're not perfect, so nebuch, they feel like failures, and this leads to many negative consequences. This is another thing that I've seen in, maybe now it's different, I hope it is, but one of the big problems in the chinuch world that and the way Musar is given over and so on and so forth, where they place upon the person to have high she'ifais, have high desires to grow tremendously without talking about the dangers, the true dangers of the sakana of getting let down in themselves and consider themselves failures if they don't reach it the way they expect to reach it, and then they fall apart. Many people who deteriorate in terrible ways leave Yiddishkeit overall, do certain sins that they would never dream of doing, is because of considering themselves a failure. A little chizik would have held them back. Not saying that all the time. Sometimes it's a plain good old Yetzer Hara that makes a boy run to a bar or do crazy things, or a girl to do their crazy things. Yes, it's true, but very often it's once they tried, good people tried and yearned and felt discouraged to the point where there was a point of no return. I'm a goner anyway. And that is a problem. It's an either-or thinking term, which is wrong. Either they are perfect or they're failures. There's no in-between, and that is the problem, because it's not true. In every area of behavior and in every area of personality, there are levels there. If you're not perfect, you're not a failure. You're not a failure if you're not perfect. You're not a failure if you messed up on any given day and you made mistakes. You're not a failure. Focusing on improvement instead of absolute perfection, that is the key. And a person that has low self-esteem needs to write the list of the minimum standards of a basically good person to have an objective view of whether you meet those standards, and then you'll realize you are a good person. And you need to improve. You're not deluding yourself. You are not saying that your problems don't exist. They do. But you don't get crushed by it. You realize that as you're working on yourself, you're not to be perfect. The working on improving yourself instead of wasting time feeling sorry for yourself, that is an important thing. That is an important thing. If you just say to yourself, also with specific goals, to be specific about the improvement you want to make into little actions. So for example, if you're just going to be vague about it, what I want to be, a kind person, or have a large amount of Torah knowledge, or to be successful, that's not clear. It's not a clear goal. So for example, if let's say you want to improve on your chesed, right? Clarify, what does it mean, chesed? What are you planning to do? How often are you planning to do it? Is it with money chesed? Is it with words chesed? Is it with giving up your time teaching people how to learn or helping them with advice? And so on and so forth, to be specific. And people with inferiority feelings keep judging themselves negatively, keep putting themselves down. I'm a rotten person. I'm a nothing. Stop evaluating yourself. Even if you can't get yourself yet to think of yourself in positive terms, stop condemning yourself. Just focus on behaviors to avoid and behaviors to pursue, and you move from there. B'negea parents and educators, to build confidence in their children and in their students. Rasul Salanta said that very often, instill in them elevated feelings about themselves. Avnosen Tzvi Finkel, the original Alter von Slobodka, many Gedolei Yisrael were his Talmidim, basically encouraged his students to accomplish as much as they could. How? By instilling in them a strong awareness of their potential. Some people, he said, you have the ability to become as big of a Talmud Chacham as Rabbi Akiva Eiger or the Shagas Aryeh. To others, he said that you could become Manhigim. He placed honor on his students. He praised them when they were doing the right thing. Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein, the Mashgiach Aponovich, said the same thing. In one of his letters, he writes that the way to educate younger people is to elevate them by pointing out the greatness that can be theirs and by utilizing their potential. A teacher who tends to lower the self-esteem and confidence of his students should change his tendency or change professions. They don't belong in the chinuch field. The most important lesson an educator can convey to students is to have inherent worth and to strive to utilize their potential. Have any person to increase their own self-esteem, their own confidence, or to increase the self-esteem and self-confidence of the other person, have them become aware of their strengths and resources. Even if they have many faults and weaknesses, he will certainly have shown positive behavior from time to time. By pointing out to someone how they succeeded in some past endeavor, how he was successful in learning at least one thing, and how it manifests strength and courage in specific situations, you are giving him the powerful resource upon which he can build. The low person with low self-esteem tends to overlook the positive things he has done and focus solely on his failures and mistakes. But by showing him his strengths, he will be able to supply himself with an optimistic attitude towards their hidden potential. You have the ability to raise their entire self-image, your own, others, and encourage to achieve important goals. Pertaining to chinuch of parents, this is very important. You educate them and you work with them, but you don't impose upon them. There is a mitzvah of kibbutz av ha'em. That's not your mitzvah as a parent. That's their mitzvah towards you. You don't enforce it. The way you could do it, and what people do, for example, is even if, you know, they're let's say they're even young, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, whatever it is. Once they understand that there's a mitzvah of kibbutz av ha'em, here's an example. Someone told me this just recently. He asks them, could you get me a cup of water or bring this from the table to me? The father, the mother, say the father in this case, and you encourage them, and it's a mitzvah kibbutz av ha'em, you're honoring your father by doing this, and it's a big mitzvah, it's wonderful, if you could please do it. And they do it for you. They bring the thing from the table, if they're young, or you know, they give you that cup of water, and you go ecstatic and you thank them and you say, wow, you don't know what you just did. You did a tremendous mitzvah of kibbutz av. It's wonderful. And the father says, did I need a cup of water from them? I didn't need it. Am I pressuring them? I'm not pressuring them. Actually making them feel good and motivating them as they're doing it. So that is okay. You know, you want to get them to understand that concept of honoring a parent. But always in a positive way. Ein kefiya baruchnias. It's a famous line that said, particularly to Bala Sulim, in Ruchnius there's no forcing. In Gittin you have it, with the Rambam once, that you kaifanaisi achiyema reitzani. But as a general rule, ain kafiya baruchnius. You can't force. You have to just instill and incorporate those values. And don't be fanatic about the kibbut of the aim aspects of it, if they are sometimes acting chutzpahdik or sometimes not being respectful enough, to throw the ego out of the way and figure out ways, in positive ways. You're not there to enforce. You're there to influence. Does a parent have a responsibility sometimes to put their foot down? Of course. Especially when it comes to sakanas nefashos and yanim and other things. But overall, the idea is building confidence in your children. Building confidence in your talmidim, if you are educators. It is a tremendously important concept. So the first thing, again, is to recognize a person with high ideals may be prone to negative feelings about themselves, and they need to work towards improving themselves in a healthy way, with a simcha, with not being overly judgmental, not overly evaluating yourself. Just think about ways to improve with a joy. And for parents and educators, and the truth is it applies to every human being, is to see and focus on the positive of each and every person in a very special, unique way. And that brings about their potential. Every one of us has the ability to see the greatness in ourselves, the Tzelem Elokim in ourselves, but also the Tzelem Elokim in others, in their friends, in their children, in their siblings, in everyone around them, to see the goodness and help bring out their potential by speaking warm, encouraging words of wisdom and kindness. Bracha v'hatzlacha.